That was Myriad Harbor by the New Pornographers. Now, one of the biggest self-described a-holes in the biz, Dan Brick, reveals his secret to success in just a bit on DNTO. Here's a sneak listen.
I think that, you know, anything like, say, trying for a career in music is going to be a struggle, and it's a lot of hard work, and at the end of the day, you know, some of the crazier things you do to get ahead, ultimately, if you're, you know, proud of them and you're satisfied with the results, then, you know, there's really nothing to complain about. But they don't
care. That is Dan Brick coming your way in a couple of minutos on DNTO. Dan Brick has been trying to get ahead in the music biz, which is extra challenging because Dan's a two-country kind of guy. He's a Canadian singer-songwriter who lives in North Carolina. We've reached him in his home studio. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Thanks for talking to us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Dan, I'm wondering, what is the most extreme thing you've done to get ahead with your career?
Maybe the craziest thing I did was the title of my very first CD. It was titled Dan Brick. Actually, I don't think I can say the word on the radio. Let's just say it starts with A and ends with a hole.
Aha. Uh-huh. And how was that advantageous to use a naughty word in the title of an album?
Well, at the time, it seemed kind of appropriate because the kind of narrators and characters on the record were a little bit on the mean and nasty side. You know, I wasn't the nicest guy in my 20s. And, you know, we went over the title with the record company and my friends and stuff, and we all thought it was hilarious. So we put it out and actually got like a ton of attention, more than you would expect just for, you know, putting out an indie record.
So the restricted words equals boffo sales. Was there a downside to it? I mean, using the a-hole word in the title of your album?
Well, my mom still won't talk about the whole thing. And actually, you know, there wasn't really a downside for me. But I did hear this story that Ben Folds was a guest DJ on KCRW in Los Angeles on the Chris DeRita show. And he played one of the songs from that record and delighted in saying the album title a number of times. And the DJ was totally flustered, throwing his arms up in the air, going like, stop. Okay, you've said it. You said it enough times now. Thank you.
You know why that is? It's because in the United States, they have very, very strict language laws. And when you air a swear word, you get fined. So they must have incurred a lot of fines that day.
Yeah, it was probably like watching like one of the prize things on like Wheel of Fortune or something. Just keep going like, 50,000, 100,000. But I don't think anyone got in trouble, fortunately.
Well, having relocated, you know, just being away from home, having a different culture in North Carolina, what are some of the personal challenges that you face having relocated?
Well, you know, some days you wake up and it's NPR, not the CBC on the radio. And, you know, you've listened to like 15, 20 minutes of like nonstop Iraq talk. And, you know, and just kind of some of the silliness and bad vibes of American politics. After a while, you really just kind of have to like shut your ears to it a little bit. I mean, I moved down here with my partner Erin from Canada when she was offered a job. And, you know, we've decided not to be, you know, we're not American citizens, we're still Canadians, but we're what they call resident aliens. And after a while, you know, in terms of like, you know, politics and religion like that, you kind of wish you had a voice as an American. Americans don't always take too kindly to people from outside their culture, you know, criticizing their culture.
Right, so down there, I guess you have to sacrifice a bit of your identity or vocal power.
Or just bite your tongue.
Yeah. Given all those things, I mean, was it worth the sacrifice? Was it worth it to relocate to North Carolina?
Totally. I mean, I kind of followed Erin down here. I mean, I moved to America for love.
brownie points from the girlfriend.
Totally.
Dan, you're going to play a song for us. What is it and what's it about?
It's called Discount Store, and it's kind of a song about a whole bunch of things, kind of this generational revolution of lowered expectations, and about some of my crazier moments in the music business, and about how much I love my parents.
Okay, here is Dan Brick performing live in his studio in North Carolina called Flabby Road. This is Discount Store, Dan Brick.
I'm going to the discount store. Yeah, I'm going to the discount store. Can't afford what I used to afford, and I hardly even know this. I'm going to the discount store. Yeah, I'm going to the discount store. Can't afford what I used to afford, and I hardly even know this, knowing that the world's an awful great big place, and I am awful small. It really shouldn't come as much of a surprise to find it don't really matter at all. Mom and Dad, don't let me waste your time. Mom and Dad, don't let me waste your time. I know you've gotta be at work at 9 to keep food upon the platter. Mom and Dad, don't let me waste your time. Mommy, please don't let me waste your time. I know you've gotta be at work at 9, as if it really mattered, mattered, mattered that the clock needs punching, the man is watching, and the union's gone for good. With all this freedom, how come there's no fun left in the neighborhood? A&R woman has central air. A&R woman has central air. Every day I walk up 3 flights of stairs, and it's really hot this summer. Label president has got health care. Label president has got health care. Every day I walk up 3 flights of stairs, and it's really hot this summer. Bummer, bummer that the world's a great big awful place, and frequently unfair. It really shouldn't come as much of a surprise to find there's just not enough to share.
That was Discount Store, performed by Dan Brick from his album Discount Store. Dan, so the song is about settling for less, lowering the expectations. And I'm wondering if there's any connection to what we're talking about today, you know, the lengths we go to get ahead.
I think that, you know, anything like, say, trying for a career in music is going to be a struggle. And it's a lot of hard work. And at the end of the day, you know, some of the crazier things you do to get ahead, ultimately, if you're, you know, proud of them and you're satisfied with the results, then, you know, there's really nothing to complain about.
Well, thank you so much, Dan, for playing music for us today.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me on.
That's Dan Brick. He's a singer-songwriter from Mississauga who now lives in North Carolina. Check out his music on his website. That's brick.com, spelled BRYK.com.
Up to the Minute Cool with DMTO on Sirius 137 and CBC Radio 1.
This is Chicago Public Radio, WBEZ Chicago 91.5 FM and WBEQ Morris 90.7 FM.